Now, lyophilic colloids, these ones then are the opposite to lyophobic. These ones are actually liking the solvent. So if it's in water, it's in a hydrophilic colloidal system. So there's now no two-phase nature of this. The characteristic polarity of the colloid is very similar to the dispersion medium, so there's no phase boundary between the two. Before, when we talked about muddy water, we're saying we've got an aluminosilicate, which is silicons and aluminiums and oxygens at the outside surface, and in contrast you've got the dispersion medium, which is water. They're not similar in character. Here we're saying that we're dealing with typically a biological macromolecule. This thing could be DNA, it could be a big protein, or it could be PVA. The essence is a very large high molecular weight molecule, and it has to have hydroxyls, or it has to have, in the case of DNA, there'll be O minuses sitting on it. In the case of proteins, it'll be NHs, the oxygen sitting on it, that make it similar in polarity to water. So this then is an example of a particle that's, because of its size, in terms of the molecular weight of the polyvinyl alcohol, PVA, 20,000 of these units puts this thing in the size range that's colloidal dispersed phase particle. The DNA and the proteins are exactly the same. We can have molecular weights of 100,000, 400,000 without difficulty in DNA or proteins. So bundle those particles into solution then. There's no phase boundary between the two. They form spontaneously. You put your protein into water. As long as the pH is okay, you immediately get a lyophilic colloid forming. Once formed, as long as you don't let any bugs get out, these things are thermodynamically stable. So energetically, these are